Item number three.
From the Director, Department of Transportation, and the Managing Director, Milwaukee County Transit System, requesting authorization to reconstruct Route 51 to extend service south on Lake Drive and turn around via the south parking lot of the Marion Center for Nonprofits, effective August 26, 2012.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members. This report concerns a routing change on the east end of Route 51 at Oklahoma Avenue. Route 51 service previously ended at Superior and Oklahoma Avenue is being extended to the Marion Center and nearby senior residential facilities on Lake Drive. The routing change is expected to increase access to bus service in this area for several housing units for older adults, as well as several nonprofit organizations that provide health and human services. Because it's not feasible to use city streets for the turnaround of buses on Lake Drive, I want to acknowledge that the Marion Center has been very, very gracious in accommodating transit by modifying their parking lot to allow buses to turn around on that parking lot so that they could resume service in the westbound direction. So in conjunction with the start of the new school year, which began about 2 weeks ago, and the printing of new bus schedules in conjunction with the start of the school new year, the routing change was put into effect on August 26th on a temporary basis pending further review of the routing change. Our goal is to ensure that the service is operating as smoothly as possible, and we anticipate that the change will be made on a permanent basis after about a six-month trial period. Mr. Chairman and committee members, if I can address any questions at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I'd like to move approval.
I want to move approval. Supervisor Jerzyk.
I want to thank my colleague for moving approval. I want to thank Mr. Brandt and his staff for working on this. Supervisor Haas and I had numerous meetings on this. This originally, just to give a little more background, we had a public hearing when we had the transit crisis last budget. Neighbors complained about the noise with regard to the turnaround spot on Oklahoma Avenue. So we began meeting on that issue and found that there was actually a win-win possible for us by instead of having the bus turn around some neighborhoods at night where there was a fair amount of noise, we could actually run this bus down Lake Drive and have it turn around in the Marion Center parking lot. And for those of you who don't know what the Marion Center is, that's the old St. Mary's High School. And the sisters who run the Marion Center, Sisters of St. Francis, were very gracious, helped us with this solution. It gives access now to Juniper Court and Canonical Court, some senior residences, many of whom don't have cars. It gives them access to a much closer bus. It also gives access to St. Anne's and Intergenerational Center, where you have many disability clients, and you also have a large workforce that many of, again, do not have cars. And if we're successful, we may also see additional use of the Marion Center for some affordable housing and units for the disabled. And we now have a bus route there if we are successful in getting that project built. So this is just a tremendous win-win. I want to thank transportation staff. I think this is an opportunity for citizens to see when they come and complain that people are responsive, that not only are responsive, but then we found some real dynamics in really improving bus routes for a lot of elderly and disabled. So thank you to everyone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As my colleague stated, this is a change that brings a bus down to the Marion Center and the entire complex there, right on the border of St. Francis and the city of Milwaukee. As a majority of the people in the single-family houses that are along that route are in my district, I have been in very active ongoing communication with them regarding this change, and I will continue to be doing that. But before I give myself too many accolades, I do need to thank MCTS staff and Supervisor Jerzyk for their collaboration on this. I appreciate your staff efforts, Mr. Brandt. Thank you. Please extend my accolades to them as well. This has been a change for that part of the south side, but I am working very actively with the people that were affected. People north of Oklahoma Avenue are now very happy with this, and some of the people to the south are a little less so, but we have ongoing discussions. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions?
I just want to add one thing. The Sisters of St. Francis actually spent around $10,000 paving a ramp to do this. So they've spent some of their own money to assist on this. So I think we should also really thank them. They were very, very good partners on this.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Item number 14.